Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. How is ChatGPT going to impact sports? We've talked about athletics and different areas of personal fitness before, but an area that a lot of people are asking about is how is this going to affect sport industry? So that's what we're going to be talking about on the show today. I would say one of the primary areas where ChatGPT is going to disrupt sports is actually in player recruitment. So traditionally, player recruitment involved a lot of manual work. You have scouting, analyzing data. There's just a lot of tasks that I think are going to be automated to a pretty high level. And that's not even when we're looking at, like negotiating contracts and all that kind of stuff that can be done with AI. So I think with ChatGPT, sports organizations are going to automate a lot of these tasks, and they're going to make the recruitment process a lot faster and more efficient. So for example, I think that ChatGPT can pretty much analyze a player's performance data, like their stats, their game footage, and they can also provide them insights into their strengths and weaknesses. So obviously ChatGPT isn't sitting there watching a video of the player play, but you can take all of that footage and turn it into essentially text data, right? You can talk about how many yards a player ran. You can talk about the different things that they were able to accomplish in the game, specific to whatever the sport is. And all of that data can be fed into ChatGPT and can be used to gain insights similar to how, a lot of sports coaches are doing now. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out and how that changes. I think another area where ChatGPT is going to be used to automate tasks is just kind of around that whole game analysis aspect that we were talking about. And I think that that's going to involve kind of analyzing the data from the games for specific players, of course, but then also kind of the performance of the team overall and the team statistics. There's some famous movies like Moneyball that came out in 2011 that, it kind of went over this numbers analyst that went and he helped build like a really successful baseball team that ended up winning. And he essentially was just looking at the statistics of every individual player. And so while every individual player wasn't the best, collectively the team they built using statistics helped them win. So I think that we're going to see a lot of similar things happening with a lot of this AI technology that's coming out. You can feed data into it and get it to help you analyze it and identify trends and patterns, which takes a long time for an analyst to do, but this AI is pretty quick with it. I think in addition to player recruitment and game analysis, ChatGPT is also going to be used to automate a lot of tasks in the sports industry. So for example, I think it's going to be used to help with just like journalism in sports in general. Obviously, this is going to be used to help with all that kind of content creation. And then an area a lot of people are talking about is sports betting. So being able to feed in, you know, there's a lot of really big companies that have complex algorithms for, you know, predicting which team will win based on a lot of different analysis and statistics. And I'm predicting that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be feeding in different data points for different games and different teams that they're interested in and trying to get insights to help them with sports betting. That's going to be an interesting area to see how that plays out. You know, so with all this being said, it's important to note, you know, ChatGPT is not perfect at what it does. And so, you know, take everything it gives you with a grain of salt. But I do think there's some incredible areas that this is going to, especially when it comes to, you know, sports betting and that kind of stuff. I wouldn't necessarily take everything it says at face value and bet the house on it. However, I think there's a lot of incredible areas innovation that we're going to see from this, a lot of disruption in the sports industry in general. So it'll be interesting to see how all of that plays out in the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.